Oh, yeah. I feel a little rusty, but I'm going to do it. Bump the jams. Wop it up, because we're here in Marina Del Rey, and we're back. It's my 400th senior year. What's up? I'm never going to graduate, going to do this podcast for the rest of my life.
That was amazing.
What?
That was,
I feel really rusty. I feel like I had to re-break my radio hymen.
You're over.
Or is it hymen? The holy days are, the high holy days are upon us, so I want to get it right.
We don't take a day off for your hymen.
There's a lot of Jews in Hollywood, too. I don't want to piss them off.
Okay. No, but no Jews are listening to this.
You don't know that. In my mind.
Handful of Jews are listening to this. Don't tell your Nazi theory.
No. Rude.
I'm just saying nobody wants to hear your Nazi theory.
I was saying that in my mind, when I say the word Jews, it's spelled J-E-W-Z.
Like Spaz Academy.
Yeah, exactly. Or the Jams, which is, as you know, is J-A-M-Z.
I just want to give you a shout out because that was the cleanest,
really?
The most on-rhythm opening that you have ever done. So if we had to take a year and a half off of this podcast to come back to that.
I was trying to come up with something about my rusty butthole or my rusty pussy or my rusty, like a period stain, but I wasn't sharp enough. I'm going to get better. I want to apologize for that opening. It wasn't dirty enough.
Do you want to try it again and dirty it up? Because I think we got it, but
let's try it one more time just to see if we like it.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, lay this down.
We can always edit it out.
Okay, great.
No, we can't.
No, we can't. It's live to tape. Okay. Oh. Oh, yeah.
5, 6,
yeah, get
7,
it down and whop up the jam, swap it up, because my pussy's real tight and I got to get a big dog to stretch it out.
All right. You fell off the wagon. Hey, tell everybody what they're listening to.
Hey, Wopsters. Oh, God, it feels good to be back. This is Marissa Wappler. I don't know how old I am. I seem to be aging backwards if I look in the mirror, much like Vanessa Williams. Remember her?
Yeah, we've talked about her multiple times on this podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
God, she's a beautiful
woman.
Save
the best for last.
Exactly.
She is a beautiful woman.
Here's the deal, guys.
Everyone's watching her new hit about daytime divas.
All I know is that I'm in high school, okay? I was supposed to graduate two short years ago. Mm-hmm. I got right to my right here, Charlotte Shardog Listler, who is my teacher at the STARS program here at Marina Del Rey High School.
# turnaround.
AKA Spaz Academy. Listen, it's too much backstory to go into.
Go
but
listen to Comedy Bang Bang if you want
the
backstory.
Last one. Short story is.
Called Dashiki Fever.
Short story is. I was about to graduate. I was a week away from graduating. I got B.A. Baracus'd, which I was abducted in space and time. You were being hunted by the government.
I needed to protect you.
You had to protect me. It was a Jason Bourne scenario.
Underground canals all over the globe.
Exactly. We've been everywhere. We've been trapped in a sandstorm.
Much
and
like
that's Bosnia. Not just my pussy.
Been around the world tonight. Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, we're back. And here's the deal. I had to send in my final projects, and you encouraged me to make it a bunch of chicken bones, and that was not accepted. Yeah. My year abroad was not accepted as legitimate high school credit.
And they've lost all our former backup Womp It Up. So those are – I tried to submit them through the Earwolf website, and they won't accept that.
Well, and how were you even getting a signal? Because we were in the middle of the
No, I mean, once we got back, I attempted to I always have a signal.
Why?
I'm always connected. I've got a chip.
Where?
Mounted.
What? That's what she said.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Anyway, we're back. And you know what?
We're doing it again.
A lot of people.
We're going to just do it again.
Listen.
Because it wasn't accepted before. Now it will be.
And just like Vanessa Williams, I only get better with age. Like a fine wine, I've distilled. You know what I'm like? I'm like, you know when you red wine vinegar, you don't use it very often. You find it sometimes
I
way
use it
in the back
every
of your.
Other day.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
Salad dressing.
Interesting. Never seen you eat a salad before.
Most of the time I'm just roasting some sort of rodent.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised.
But you gotta, cleanse the palate.
That's true.
Tiny salad.
At any rate, you find that red wine vinegar in the back. It's got a bunch of stuff clotted, floating around. But you think, hey, I'm just gonna use it because what am I gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
That's what I'm like at this point. I've distilled into my essence. And so, listen, I'm not gonna be everybody's cup of tea. And I don't, frankly, give a flying fuck.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I'm probably 27 years old and I haven't graduated high school. Right?
I don't know.
Who knows? So this is it. It's the rentrée, as they call it in France. The reentry.
Oh.
The reentry. That's
me,
what she
you're
said.
You're speaking French now?
Yeah, because we were there for a brief time.
You did pick up a little thing when we were in those caves.
Yeah, exactly.
The caves of Lascaux.
We shouldn't have fucked with those cave drawings.
I want you to introduce, hey.
What?
That was funny. It was funny.
When you put that dong, leading into that cave drawing of the ox with just like a bunch of prehistoric jizz going into its mouth.
They shouldn't leave those chalks around. They don't want us to do funny stuff.
Nailed it.
Hey, introduce our guest.
Okay, guys. Oh my God, what is this? Is this like a laser light show?
Yeah.
Hey. Guys, we've got a great guest today. His name is Mr. Casey Steers, but you know him as CS. He is the teacher who's in charge of the Daily Dolphin, which we've talked about numerous times. They've been very kind to us, actually. Mm-hmm. They've written a couple nice write-ups about us.
Yeah.
That's the Marina Del Rey Public High School newspaper. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do a spotlight on this guy. A lot of controversy, unfortunately, surrounding him currently.
That's all the popular people have controversy.
About an issue that happened on Hill 16. We're going to get into that. We're
going to
get
into... Can't love him if you can't hate him.
Exactly. And we're going to get into his wardrobe, which... frankly, blows me away. He has a capsule wardrobe, much like the French. He's always wearing a beat-up bomber jacket.
Away from France.
Looks like Tom Cruise. Top Gun. Mm-hmm. Hey, Iceman.
Yeah.
Who are you? I've never seen it. Goose?
Maverick.
Got it. By the way, doesn't Tom Cruise look like an old woman in those billboards for his new movie?
I just want to know why there's a plane coming out of his head in every ad for it. Any Hooters.
He really avoided Father Time for a while, but it has caught up to him.
Hey, careful. They'll come for you.
That being said, if he wants to take me as a new bride, I would do it. Do you know that I heard something about him? That he once flew a baby tiger to Jennifer Garner on a set in an attempt to make her one of his wives?
Wow.
Because she heard he likes tigers.
She went for the other tribe.
Exactly. Well, that's fucked up. Because that's like when you say, I like turtles, and then everyone gives you a turtle every time it's your birthday, and you're just like, what am I going to do with all these fucking ceramic turtles?
Put them on a shelf. Soapy and juiced.
At any rate, CS, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Oh, this is great to be here. You guys, first of all, I want to say... love what you guys are doing.
Oh,
like,
my
this
God.
This is so cool.
Thank
it's like
you.
Having our own NPR here in the school. And I
oh, my God.
Love that you guys are here. This is a place that's kind of near and dear to me, the library, you know, and I just love being here and just feeling the vibe. And you guys are just doing perfect. And you guys look great. You sound great. And I'm just, you know.
I love this guy.
Thank you for having me as a guest. I kind of feel famous, I guess.
Well, you are, CS. You are.
You are famous.
Oh. I mean, you rolled it because you actually went, we're going to get more in depth with this.
And I can drink this tea, right? That's okay.
Of course you can. Is that an oolong? Did you bring your own strainer?
Yeah, something I actually picked up. I did I did summer abroad in college. I learned the majesty of actually getting your own tea leaves. And it's actually a blend that I make. It's a little Moroccan mint.
Mm. Oh.
I use a little Earl Grey. And it's got a little concoction.
Wow.
I use it. It's not a big
unusual.
Deal. It's fine.
No,
to me,
it's very
it's
cool.
Sort of like, you know, if I want to do it the justice. You know, tea came from a place where you're making your own. You know, I don't want to just take a bag and put it in. Whatever.
You don't want to just take a bag and put it in. That's what she said, but also that's what CS said, I think that's phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, you're all individuals. I mean, you're both such individually dynamic, beautiful ladies, you know, and I just feel like that's what we need to—
I don't think anyone's ever said that I was beautiful.
Nobody's
before.
Ever said that you were a lady.
You are.
So that's a first.
You know, you are, you know, you got to embrace your individuality. I mean, I think that's the thing I try to bring to all my classes and to the yearbook, you know. It's like we have an important chance to time capsule everything, you know. Every year is a chance to look back, look forward, and look at.
Same assholes year after year, right?
Exactly.
I guess that's one way of looking at
that's
it.
That's one way of looking at it. Well, CS, thank you for joining us. We're going to get into, obviously, some of the difficult things that happened to you last year.
Do you want to hit the hot topics, or do you want to go straight to what's cheesing you?
What's cheesing you comes at the end, bitch.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It comes.
Right.
Let's hot topic it for just a second.
We already kind of did that.
No, we
did
it.
If you want to, we can.
I don't know what's up with you.
Dialogue.
Yeah, we just talk over each other. Feel free to jump in if you have something to say.
Like, I'm just watching the whole thing. It kind of reminds me when I used to be in the bazaars. I went to Morocco. I spent a little time in Morocco.
Yeah, we've all been to Morocco, man.
You know, and it's that kind of, you know, you're kind of bargaining, but the whole thing is that's the culture too.
Does he speak the language there?
Yeah, I do a little bit. I mean, look, I think I can get by at a dinner.
A
Moroccan dinner.
You did know, you fuck Dana hands. Rodman?
You know, look,
just jump at the shark here.
Until 16.
I appreciate you talking about this. The whole Dana Rodman situation has kind of been blown out of proportion. First of all, you got to understand something. Part of being part of the yearbook staff is we're working late nights. We're putting together a very important book. Like I said, like a time capsule for.
So you just fingered her, or what? What is the story?
You know what? Why don't we save that?
Because okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want people to. Oh, right.
We're going to get into it.
I just want to say that Dana is a lovely, amazing girl.
Are you still dating her?
We are not. We're not dating. It's honestly she's more mature for her age, and now that she's in college, I'm very happy that you know she's there. I'm still here, and we're getting through it.
She related to Dennis.
Yes, that's her. That's her uncle. Mm. Yeah,
beautiful.
I watch your back, man, because he's pretty crazy.
I think I can handle myself.
Okay,
I think I got it.
Okay,
you know, a little Krav Maga.
All right, we'll get to it. We're gonna get to that Krav Maga. Sorry, I just wanted to just get it out there because I know people are wondering.
A lot of people the relationships that you have with your coworkers is different than as I have as a teacher, and you know my whole situation, which is fluorescent lights kind of bother me, so I don't like to work here in the school. I bring people back.
Right,
condo.
But you also have a dark room that you develop photos in there, and that's where you guys were found, right? In your condo?
Absolutely, yeah.
Who found you?
Well, I think it was Dana's parents. As a matter of fact, I know it was Dana's parents. and you know,
yeah, because apparently your dad almost killed you.
He didn't. He didn't. He, you know what? He was angry.
Yeah, but you had to wear a neck brace for like a couple weeks. Because he almost choked you to death?
A lot of people lead with anger. That's something I try not to do. And that's a kind of the Buddhist thing that I've taken. He saw something that he was uncomfortable with. But the truth is, it's hot in that room. And there's a reason why neither of us were wearing our clothes. But we were in our underwear. And that's something that I will say. Mm-hmm. And everyone was there. And that's why the police had no problem with it and everything like that. It was
all right, you know what?
I can't wait to get into this. What? Yeah. It's just getting good. This is too soon for a break.
It is not too soon.
Oh, my God. We're getting this gold. We're both in our underwear, and the police thought it was okay. We're cutting to Dimitri.
Let me speak to you to the side over here, okay?
What?
If we talk about all this right now, nobody's going to listen to the end of the podcast.
Do you think that this is just scratching the surface of all the fucked up stuff this guy has
done? Now we've piqued their interest, so now we move on.
I just want to say, you know, I know I kind of heard some of that stuff. You know, it sounds a lot more risque and a lot more bolder than it probably actually was. I mean, it really was just two people in the dark making photos. We took photos of each other to make sure that we got to understand what we wanted to do. We wanted to make an artistic statement with the yearbook. So we thought the idea of body silhouettes.
Are we recording
this? Is this on a break? Yeah, we're recording.
Body silhouettes to me was the way to kind of encapsulate the student body. Yeah. And so we were playing with different things. And, you know, and of course, we needed to see.
Yeah. That's what she said.
All right, we're going to break.
Earwolf is now on the Amazon Echo. They just released a new skill for the Echo Smart Speaker called Daily Earwolf. Now you can ask Alexa to play the funniest moments from your favorite Earwolf shows. Just download the Daily Earwolf skill from Amazon's Skill Store. And if you're a fan of Hello from the Magic Tavern,
and who isn't,
you can also download Magic Tavern Adventure.
That sounds wonderful.
It's a special interactive episode we did of Hello from the Magic Tavern where you can affect the choices we make in the podcast.
I don't think anyone can affect my choices.
I want to interactive.
No, Chunt, you interact. It just means that.
Yeah, I want to interactive. Where's the door?
So if you're listening to this right now and you want to say, Chunt, I wish you were not having this misunderstanding, you could yell that at your Amazon Echo and it would happen.
Finally, you, dear listener, can help us choose our own adventure.
Download these awesome new skills and remember, you can play any Earwolf podcast right from your Echo.
New skills. Time to level up.
New skills. Time to level up. Level up. I'm bad at being an Echo.
What is this? Your music choices have gotten worse. These are all songs I've used before, I believe.
Did you record this with that sitar guy?
No. This is the Police.
But you also did record with them,
Let
right?
me skip ahead.
Isn't that true that you recorded with the Police?
What?
This is good. Yes. Yeah, that's right. Is this bringing you back, CS?
I love this. You know, I actually saw the Police in concert. Well, actually, Sting is actually a friend of the family, which is kind of a crazy thing. You guys familiar with 10 Sumner's Tales? That's one of the Sting's solo albums. One of the best.
Yeah, that's what was playing when they busted in on you.
What's the album called?
10 Sumner's Tales. And,
is that the one with Field of Gold on
it? Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it's the worst song.
He put it on repeat.
First of all, it's not, you know, actually I use it when I write. I'm in the middle of writing a book right now. And so that's actually.
How to have sex with teenagers.
No, I kind of feel like I don't want to be attacked on this show. But no, I'm writing a story about a teenage girl coming to age in the modern age. And learning about her body.
We are totally. Yeah. On your side.
Thank you.
I completely listen. I don't know. We're probably the same age. Look, I have no idea how old I am. How old are any of us?
Look,
right?
I came back right after I graduated, so I'm not even that much older.
You're not that much older, and you're definitely cool.
Kind of like Gutters.
And exactly.
So I feel like, you know, for me, it's about when I'm writing in the voice of this young female named Debbie, who is experiencing a lot of things for the first time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's to me my obligation as a teacher to kind of get inside your heads and see what you're thinking.
Question.
Yeah.
If you had to, like, prioritize things in your life,
sure.
Is what you're writing number one? Did you return to the school in order to inform your choices as a writer? Or did you return to the school as a teacher?
Is it like when Drew Barrymore goes undercover?
Could you not get a job in your chosen
field?
Adam
Sandler?
And so you return to home because you have an ailing mother or something.
You know, they say never give anybody more than two options because it's hard to decide. And so I'm just going to say, don't worry about it.
Who says that?
Did they say that when you had a nervous breakdown had to be hospitalized? Because that was the rumor, is that you were in investment banking in New York, and then you had a straight-up nervous breakdown and
honestly,
had to come home.
What happened in New York
you do seem chilled out.
What happened in New York was I just didn't. I didn't like the vibe, honestly. I didn't like that rat race. And I'm going to tell you that I actually feel energized. Like right now, I'm getting so much from you guys. Like you guys are like positive crystals in my life. And I'm actually feeding off that energy. When I was in New York, it was all about sucking the energy.
Yeah.
And right here, it's all about All right, you know, again, like, this is a relationship that I have.
CS, please. I'm on board.
If you want to understand what happened to Dana, come involve into your book and you'll see how I work. It's very hands-on.
I would love to see all of those words seem great to me.
And I like
hands-on. So FYI, I'll go into a dark room with you anytime.
FYI though, everybody has a pool. Okay, it's Marina Del Rey.
Everybody's got a pool.
But also, Marissa doesn't go anywhere without me. So just know, even if you think you're alone with her. You're not alone with
her. Hey, you're more than welcome to come and check it out and see what the vibe is and have a good time.
I'd rather you not.
I know I'm more than welcome to come. I come all the time. I've come three times just since we started this podcast.
All right.
So letting you know. I know.
It's true. She does know
Let me get your number. I'll text
you.
Wonderful. I'll text you.
We're not texting. That's inappropriate.
That's great.
It's not inappropriate.
Because I got I got a couple fresh pairs of Umbros, and I'm ready to rock. I got a tankini. Love to see you in.
I
got to
say,
I've been. Get your jacks off, okay?
Listen to me.
I've been following your Instagram stories, and they're great. And I just love.
Most of them are just of her thigh. The exterior of her thigh, because she doesn't know which way to point the camera.
Exactly. You
know
what? Exactly, and he wants to see more.
I thought it was expression. And I feel, again, like that's kind of the thing about the yearbook. It's about not only making a record of where we were mentally, but where we are physically. And I think that's what I would love to
get.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm shaped like a grimace, an upside down muffin, et cetera. Like, so if you're on board for that, great.
Hey, hit the Hot Topics.
I've always wanted to
Everyone looks
experience
the same in the
an
dark.
Older man.
You ready for Hot Topics?
I guess so. Is this a song? What is this? Flashdance?
Sexy movie. I like this movie. It's a little sexy.
It's from Footloose, actually.
Of course. Because it's about a teenage.
We should actually, you know what? We should make that. That should. I know this is your project for your senior project, but maybe that would be a great thing to make a, like remake a Flashdance or something like that.
What do you mean? Remake it with like a student?
Like a student film. Like I saw the original one. I'd love to help you with the script, and we can just kind of shoot something here. And
do you think Dana's available? Where is she going to school?
Dana right now, and I can't speak
legally about it.
It's not even.
She's at school now.
It's actually yes. You know what? Technically yes, legally, but it's all the decision that we made together. that someone else also wanted to put their thing on it, but our stamp was on it before theirs. It's sort of like a double stamp.
What, honestly, the police wanted to put a stamp on it?
Not the police, the court.
Let's find out what our hot topics are.
Okay. So, okay, here's what's happening with me, right?
But did you ever talk to Dana?
What? No. Listen, nobody knew where she went. Her parents put her in an undisclosed location for the entire summer. I've been trying to get information from anybody I can.
I can't talk to her, but you can. So if you talk to her, ask her what she thinks of me.
Okay, man. This is like that play Love Letters. Do you remember?
No.
A.R. Gurney.
Oh.
About
such a beautiful play.
They write letters to each other. This
coming
is going to be like
smart
this.
Today.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that. I'm going to use some of that. Maybe I should make Debbie have a podcast in my book. That would be fun, right?
Again, I really think you need to, if you don't want to get back in trouble, I think you need to separate it a bit, you know?
It's called Coming into 17.
Oh, that cheeses me. Hot topics.
What do we got?
Liz, tell me.
I'm not afraid to talk about anything.
God, apparently not. Listen, you know, from listening to the podcast, you guys know I love back to school. I love a fresh start.
Yeah.
I love being able to just get, you know, change my image.
Did you ever see Back to School, the movie?
Oh, God help us.
You come over to my house. I got it on on Blu-ray.
I will have sex with you, CS. I've said it. I will do it. You don't need to wine or dine me.
I don't want to do sex.
I'm ready to rock.
Sex isn't always the best thing.
He doesn't want to do sex, okay?
That's because his dick don't work. Hey. That's what I heard.
You know what?
We don't have to because
I know. Yeah,
Dana
we do.
Posted all over her Facebook.
I know what we know the specifics, but the why that's what we need.
Some of those
get.
Pictures actually weren't of me either. So just that is something that you can look up technically that the court has judged. Some of those pictures were not of me.
Who were they of?
I don't know. They couldn't trace it back.
That's because it was a micro penis. It was so small you couldn't. It was like buried in a mountain of pubes. You know what it looked like to me? A mountain gorilla. Do you know when you see like Jane Goodall with the gorillas? That's what it looked like. You had to just – because the rumor was that he got – his penis is so small.
Can we do – I can hear this. We want to talk about it. We can talk about it.
Okay. No. Just listen. Just put your earphones on. His penis is so small, right? He took it out. Mm-hmm. And apparently Dana was so shocked that she just froze. And then he just jerked it off onto her shoulder.
I don't want to hear this.
That's what apparently
I think
happened.
You're mixing metaphors.
No, I'm not. It was the
You're
size
mixing
of,
stories. Yes, you are.
Can
no,
I put
it was the size
like
of a total of just the size of your thumb, of your a thumbnail. That's how small it was.
Thin, like a nail?
No. It's just that length. Was that a half inch?
Yeah.
It's about a half inch.
That with skin?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that book is, just bend down in the books, right? The book that you're looking for, I think it's right down on the bottom shelf.
Okay,
just,
we're done.
Oh,
we're
sorry.
Done.
Yeah.
We're done.
Just helping somebody find a book over here. Yeah, just, on the bottom shelf. You can just go grab it down there. I think it's down there.
Hey,
there's no book down there. Honey, don't listen to him. There's no book down there.
Just bend down. It's just on the bottom.
Hey, go back to tennis practice. You're fine. Oh, God, honey.
I love these outfits that they got now. These are new uniforms.
We got full briefs on, okay, man?
All right.
Full short briefs.
At any rate, I'm back to school, and I'm feeling good about it. We've been doing our garbage can runs early in the a.m.
Yep.
Which, by the way, are you sleeping in that park?
In the park where we're doing our garbage runs?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay, because I didn't know where you've been. I mean, like, you're there. You're never late. You're just, it seems like.
I'm always there. I get there, prep it.
Covered in leaves.
Yeah. I'm trying out some tracking techniques. And
Got it.
Incognito techniques.
We should do like a camping thing maybe. Uh-huh. Can we do a camping thing? Like, just go out and we'll just take a break from our phones and these whatever this equipment is with the thing.
It's a microphone.
That stuff and just kind of get away from it all. That's what I find, especially with, teens. It's like it's teens.
Gotta get them
away
from everything.
Yeah.
Especially their parents.
Oh, you my know God. What?
Yeah.
That's a
Casey,
that's a, yeah.
Casey, you know what I would love to do?
Mm-hmm.
Is get you on a survival mission, you know?
Oh, yeah. I like
take
this.
Away
a little
some
role play?
No. No role play.
Okay.
Just get you in the woods.
All right.
You like to be naked. We could do that. Naked
right,
and afraid.
This. I like this.
And
I like this a lot.
Just hit the woods, you know.
All right.
See what you
very
how cool. You're living.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it a lot. Yeah.
What do you think?
Can I get your text? Can I text you?
I don't have a number or an email.
Yeah, I'll hit you up. I'll find out. I'll figure it out.
I'll just come and get you.
Yeah.
Unannounced. Cool. Nah. All right. Why are you putting those sunglasses on?
What's going on with that, man?
No, it's you know.
Oh, he's never been photographed with his eyes showing.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that.
Is that some sort of a vampire?
He always has a vintage Ray-Ban on. Who knows?
Yeah, it's you know what it is? It's honestly, they Native Americans believe that a photo takes your soul.
Takes your soul away.
So when I do see people coming around with cameras, I do put it on. And mm-hmm. I know you got to
document. Is that also because
this.
They can't actually confirm that it's you? If they have a photo of you and you have your sunglasses, one of the wormholes you've gotten out of some things?
You're funny.
Are you Native American, Casey?
What?
Are you part Native American?
We live in their land, right? I mean, I think we are by proxy.
I don't
proxy.
Think it works that way.
Yeah.
We are by proxy because we're
original,
we took their land and we live there
we're
now.
We're original DACA. We are original
We don't
DACA.
Get political on this show.
I'm just saying that we came to their land and we assimilated it. You know, we're DACA, right?
Oh, God. We do not get political on this. We are not DACA. No.
I mean, we are all DACA. Yes.
The reason why I don't get political is I haven't seen a newspaper in 2 years. I don't know what's happening.
Except for the Daily Dolphin.
I don't care. Except for the Daily Dolphin.
By the way, you guys got to check it out. We did do a thing about massage for studying. And that's actually going to be in this next episode of The Dolphin. Not issue, I should call it. But we're doing a thing all about, like, if you have a study partner and you massage each other, you'll learn better. And we've been trying that out a lot with
have
the kids.
You? Oh, yeah. You know what? Something I wanted to ask you about. Yeah. We haven't even got to your hot topics yet, Liz, so
sorry,
I'm going to come
we
back.
We may not
sorry,
ever
no,
get
no.
to come
sorry.
Back. No,
sorry.
But we may never get to
let's
it.
Let's table this, Casey, because
I'm waiting.
CS,
yeah.
You were known.
You're back to school garbage.
You're known for something called an octopus that you have your mm-hmm. your staff do.
Yeah, it's
Everyone
different.
Everyone grabs a body part? Is that
yeah,
right?
It's like a massage train, but different, better, more fun. We kind of get in a semicircle. Everyone, we have to have
semicircle. So there's always a person who's not receiving and someone who's not giving.
Well, the idea is that we want to create four arms, eight legs, right? Mm-hmm. So it's four arms, four legs. So
eight legs.
Well, yeah.
But four of them are arms?
Look, it's eight.
Point is, everybody's touching each other.
It's in a big ball.
Four arms, that's just two people.
It's honestly.
People scissoring. Is that what you're describing?
It's four arms, four legs. That's an octopus. And what we do is you sit together. It's almost
you're scissoring a show. You're just scissoring.
Your fingers came together.
Like Jenga. That's Jenga.
Like a sideways
Think of it like
scissor
this.
Jenga.
Someone is sitting upright, and then you put your leg as close. So almost like your crotches are touching. So your
it's
chests are touching.
It's not almost like it. They are.
You see,
they straight up are.
The one thing I get nervous about, you know, in New York, it was very cool. People were doing this all the time. When I come back here, you guys get a little bit more.
No, it's just that they were calling your class, your newspaper class, they're calling scissoring for credit. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're saying.
That's the people having fun. All right, so hot topics. Okay. Let's have fun with these hot topics. We talk about whatever. Where we like it, how we like it, what we like.
This guy's charming as hell, isn't he?
He knows his way around.
He's like American
words.
Psycho. I never saw it, but what's this? What are we going into?
This is a song about being hot for a 17-year-old girl.
Why are there so many songs like this? You know, CS, I think you were born in the wrong time, because back in the 80s, it was okay.
Oh, that's why I love that show, Stranger Things. I love the girls on that show. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. Beautiful girls.
It's okay.
Even the boys.
On what? On
Stranger Things? But yeah, it's okay because they're older now. It was like took place in the
80s. Wait, isn't that aliens on that show?
I don't know. I don't
what
watch
happens
much
in
of
that
it.
Show? Someone gets abducted by an alien. Winona Ryder's in it.
I don't even know.
No,
some
but
of
you're
it,
talking but about the little bald girl that's been kept in a facility.
Oh,
who you're
she's
attracted.
Very mature for her age.
Ah, I haven't even seen it.
But
and
you know
I'm
what? Honestly,
so
like I can say that because she's older now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like because when that was like in the 80s that show.
Woo. It's not, it's, okay.
She's like 30 or 40.
Oh, God. Liz.
Yeah.
What are you up to these days? What are you up to? What's happening with your engagement and your wedding? Are we having a fall wedding?
No, everything's on hold.
Why?
Everything's on hold just because, well, I was gone for a while. You know that because
I was
with you. And when I came back, The 7-Eleven was closed.
I couldn't find Kareem. That's crazy.
Yeah, and in its place was a Starvin' Marvin's.
Right.
Which is just a one-off franchise.
Right.
Love that place.
Yeah. And he wasn't there, so I'm still trying to figure
home?
Out.
You don't know
I don't know where he is.
We haven't gotten word from him.
I don't know where he is.
When's the last time you talked to him?
I mean, I sent him messages, you know, from our trip, but I never heard back.
That
he didn't have a way to find me.
Do you think he's back with his old family?
He might be. You know, he might be.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm figuring it out. I feel good about it
now. Are you crying?
I'm not listening to
Better
a
to love
Soul
and
Sundays.
Lost
Are you crying?
Than never love at all.
Doing anything. We're going to, what's
let
going
it out.
On with you? Hey,
if you're crying, let it out.
You? I don't need to let it out.
Yeah, come here. Let me give you a hug.
Touch me again, man. Right. Try me.
Just, hey, look, you know, if you want to cry, we all cry. It's okay to cry.
If you touch me again.
All right.
And if you ever touch Marissa, I just want you
Please
to know.
Stop.
We can laugh about this.
If anybody wants to touch me, let them.
No.
Please.
No.
I want an octopus.
You know, the thing about you, Marissa, is you don't even understand some of the things about your body yet.
I definitely don't. Like, why is my bottom half so much bigger than my top half? And also, why am I covered in pubes all over my nipples?
Those aren't pubes. Okay?
Yes, they are. No. They're the consistency of them.
All right.
Listen,
like
with his micropenis and my body image problems, we could really get something started. Because sometimes those guys have to work the hardest. Do you know what I mean?
No.
They have to scissor all night long because they don't have anything else to do.
When it's time for you to have a significant sexual experience that will satisfy you.
Please, it ain't gutters.
Let me help.
Okay? What do you mean, let you help?
I won't
You're going to
be
there.
Staying
I'll
exit.
There.
I just want to be able to.
No.
Let you...
Listen, gutters is
this
out of
the
picture.
Right way.
I got to get.
No.
Oh, my rocks.
He's not. He's still.
I'm sorry.
Here.
Did I miss anything? I was just doing a little quick stretch.
And
what are you doing? Why is your taint like.
I want to make sure.
An inch from my face.
I'm just doing a quick stretch, you know.
No, don't put your butthole in my face.
It's stay still Pilates.
You can call it whatever you want, man, but I literally am eyes deep in your taint hole.
Guys, we have to take a break.
No, we can't.
Yes, we do. We have to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to do
what?
A spotlight on.
Hey, do you guys do any?
And what's cheesing you, and I have the special treat for you.
Do you guys do any commercials for the special condoms, like the ones that feel like skin condoms.
Why are you talking about
They're
that?
Called skin feel condoms.
How do you put one on? Your dick is so small.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, you're getting a gift pod swag for your mom. You got to get her some swag at podswag.com. It's all happening and you're going to say hey because they're having a big sale on Black Friday.
30% off, 20% off, 25%, all sorts of things that will make you feel alive. It's all happening Black Friday at podswag.com. Gifts for your mother, also your mom.
Holiday season is here and so are savings. Get that swag, yo, it's so amazing. Get it for your mom. Podswag, podswag.com.
What is this? That just hit the brown note. What is this? No. Why are you moving like that?
Yeah.
I've never seen your top half of your body move like that.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's so weird
One
is like your shoulders
thoughts.
Are staying so rigid.
You know what? She's beautiful. I love watching her dance.
Is moving like a snake. What is this?
Oh.
What is this song?
I wish she'd never.
Nobody knows what this is.
This is a room. It's about rumors. It's about rumors because we're about to get to the truth of it, right?
Hot topic.
We're about to get to the truth.
We're not.
No,
we're
well past
now,
that.
Man. We are well past hot topic.
Spotlight on.
Once you put your anus in someone's face, hot topics is off the table.
Gosh, you guys are so weirded out about the human body. There's nothing sexual about a human body. It's what you do with the body that can be sexual or cannot be.
There's nothing innately sexual about the human body?
Let's just do something really simple, right?
Uh-oh.
Picture. I want you to picture
Michael Phelps. I'm not closing my
eyes. Close your eyes and picture Michael Phelps diving off that board. That's a sexual image. That's a sexual image.
Can I picture him instead in that tent getting angrier and angry about that dude in front of him.
Oh,
French
that
dude
was
just
awesome.
Pacing.
He wasn't in a tent. He had his hood on.
Yeah,
he
but was there was
so
like it's like
off.
The warm up tent. It's yeah. before they swim, they all have to sit next to each other. Yeah. And he
that
was on his
awesome.
Laptop. I'm gonna picture that.
All I'm gonna say is just like
just came again.
The human body is a sexual idea, mm-hmm. you know, and that's or sex is a human idea. We'll talk about it all off air.
No, we're on
I think we
air.
We should talk about it on air.
Do it. Okay, this is Spotlight On.
Yep.
All right. Spotlight On C.S. Steers.
Mm-hmm.
Just call me C.S.
Don't you usually play a song? This
I
is
did.
The
I
one
thought
time.
I was playing a song. I played a song into it. That was. I didn't know I had to play another song.
No, but this is good. Keep this queued up, okay?
Okay.
It's a beautiful song.
This is Sting, right?
No.
Okay, that's what I want. Get the summer song.
Field of Gold?
Whatever it is, yeah. Okay, all right.
10 Sumner
I don't have
great.
That in
it's
my
great.
iTunes.
It's great to
a
write
terrible
to.
Song.
Then buy it, bitch.
This is Africa because of
then
Morocco.
Buy it, bitch.
You know, Sting does something interesting with his wife, Trudy. It lasts for days. With
what they, the sexual? They do tantric shit,
you can't
and
say,
they just.
He said he does something interesting. It lasts for days because he knows if he says the word sex,
yeah, he's gonna get fined. Okay.
Yeah, so look, I just think look it up, Google it, and it's interesting.
It's
very,
interesting.
Very true to. Worldly people. I mean, it's older people. You know, honestly, you probably wouldn't even get it because it is for older people.
Mm.
It's like it's a little bit more adult.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you get older, you'll see it.
Sorry.
What was that?
A commercial.
Okay, listen. All right, Case, CS.
CS. My dad's Casey.
First of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's like 10 minutes left.
I'm really sorry that we've gotten so into these dramas because you're more than just that.
Yeah,
I know you are. And you're putting out great
there.
Journalism. Tell me this. What drew you to the Daily Dolphin? What made you come? I mean, we know why you came home, the nervous breakdown and all.
Not a nervous breakdown.
Apparently you
it
had like a real
moment.
Wolf of Wall Street kind of moment where they found you with your head buried in a mountain of cocaine and then you had to come home.
Well, it wasn't cocaine. It was amphetamines.
Got it.
Ground up amphetamines. That was something that was, I was hanging out with a bad crowd.
Got it.
And who was doing some pretty rough stuff.
Yeah.
This is a great song. It actually brings me back to Debbie in her podcast studio. You know, recording late night by herself.
Doing Debbie has a podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's book.
In
his
my book.
Oh, in your book. Novel. It's
coming
young adult
17,
novel.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming into 17.
Anyway, we'll talk about both things. I was hanging out with a bad crowd. They forced me into this kind of lifestyle. It wasn't my fault. I didn't do anything wrong. And then I learned, actually. But you know what? The best way to learn is to do.
Right.
That's how you know if you like something or you don't like it. If you don't do it, it's always scary.
And you're living
just
in...
Just do
is
it.
Is that what you said to Dana?
You know, Dana was a smart girl because she did like to experiment.
See, again, it's the kind of stuff. But if you don't say sex, then you don't get in trouble.
No, I'm just saying that Dana is like one of those special girls who mm-hmm. is not afraid to be like, I don't know what that is, but I'll try it. And then, you know, when we could, and I don't know.
Do you think that you are attracted more to 17-year-old girls because some of them haven't seen a dong before, so they don't have anything to compare it to when you show them your
I'm
nugget?
I'm attracted to people's minds.
Okay.
I don't see ages
Got
at
it.
All. I've never seen an age. You could show me, I don't know, someone like Jennifer Lawrence and, you know, and I'd be like, or you show me somebody like Dana and I wouldn't be like, I wouldn't even know the difference.
I see. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you're living
You could show
in-
me somebody like that girl from Stranger Things or 17-year-old, that wouldn't
yeah,
know the
yeah.
difference.
Sure.
So you're living now in your parents' condo, that's right? They live down in Florida?
Oh, my parents are now in a retirement facility. Yeah, so I'm the gatekeeper there right now, make sure everything stays on. Lights
right,
on. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And how do you feel being back to Marina Del Rey Public
love
High
it.
School? I mean, what
I
was
it.
Your...
To
you
me,
know, have you ever heard the... Have yeah. you ever heard the phrase high school, zero, college... No. What is it? High school what? Hero, college zero.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
You haven't
that.
Heard that? It's like somebody peaks in high school because
right. mm-hmm.
there are pictures of you. Now, I went, yeah. I did a little research. You're going to be shocked
oh
at this.
Oh my gosh.
I went
oh,
and got,
I'm embarrassed.
I went
now
and got out the.
We have those available nowhere.
The Daily Dolphin from the yearbook. Now, I want to I want to clear something up. There's a Daily Dolphin weekly newspaper that comes out.
Yes.
There's also the Daily Dolphin yearbook, and you helm both of it.
Well, it's a bad title for the yearbook because
it's an absolutely
it should just be called
title.
The Dolphin, it the should. Daily Dolphin. That because it's not daily, it's a yearly.
Right, right. But at any rate, you're in charge of both of them.
Encapsulates our days.
But you know what? Honestly,
these are the days of our lives,
and that's
right?
how they justified it. To me, and I'm fine with it, but it is confusing.
It's confusing. But at any rate, I went out and got the Daily Dolphin yearbook. Out from your senior year. Mm-hmm. You are in almost every candid photo. I mean, every photo. And you're wearing that same bomber jacket.
Yeah.
And the same peg jeans.
Yeah, you guilty look exactly as charged.
The same. You look exactly the same. Yeah. So, you know, for you, was that the happiest time of your life?
I think the happiest time of my life is getting to see young people find out interesting things about themselves.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like I'm getting to water a seed that grows into a beautiful, beautiful flower and watch that flower open up and
That's
be
nasty.
There to be a gardener and kind of help
That's
it along.
That's straight nasty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe you should gardener some of those pubes.
Hey, what's up with your mom?
Well, she doesn't think that she has some sort of a multiple personality disorder, but we're bringing her in for evaluation. And, you know, she, you know.
Into the same hospital that you were in?
You know what? I wasn't necessarily in a hospital as much as I was in a facility.
Yeah. That had nurses in it and doctors?
Yeah.
That's a hospital.
It's not a – well, you know what?
Some people are saying that you have committed your mom so that you can have the condo. Is that true?
You know what? That's what my if you talk to some of my mom's friends, that's what she's telling them. But the truth is she was not capable of handling it anymore. And when I moved back here, I saw that she was incapable of running finances in the house. And I wanted – and I thought –
And you wanted to take legal control over her finances?
I committed her, yeah.
Great.
I committed her to a facility, and the tests right now are inconclusive, and we're going to do more tests.
That's dark, man. And that is dark.
And I want to talk about the idea of, yes, was I in a rehab facility? Yes, I was. When I was in a hospital, yes, I was. But the truth is if I didn't do those experiences, I wouldn't be the person I am. And where I am right now is exactly where I want to be.
Well, is
that's
it?
Actually a good way to live your life.
Yeah, thank you.
He committed his mom. Into a mental institution so he could take her
but
money.
But the idea that you have, you know, you've lived your life and that's...
I didn't like...
Don't fall under his spell. Look, this guy
I could be out every night in New York City with my beautiful apartment, looking at beautiful women, but that whole life, you know, it's complex and it's you got to work at it. Mm-hmm. You got to work at it so hard. And I like to come here and I like to be with people that I get and the people who want
to actually... You like to be in power. You don't want to be powerless anymore. Powerless to the wheels of New York or powerless to the wheels of that,
I guess it's
that world. And then you get here and you are in power because you're, 10 years older than everyone.
Just 10. I mean, what's 10? In the grand scheme of things, what's 10 years?
Yeah, when you're 80 and 90, it's not a big deal. But when it's like 16 and 26.
It's a big, big deal.
Why is that a big deal? But can we just talk about that? Why is that a big deal?
Because your brain doesn't even stop developing, according to Dr. Phil, until you're 25.
Okay, we're really
going to take
that. 26, isn't it the 26th year where you have that huge
28.
Shift? Oh, you got a couple more years
28.
Okay.
All right, look. Honestly, like I said, you find the right people and you connect with those right people and you have a lot of fun. And that's why every Friday what we do with the whole newspaper
crew. This is the pizza
party. Yeah, the pizza party. We do the pizza party on my roof. We have like a rooftop pizza party. And like I said, we have a hot tub up there. So I get all the kids to bring their suits.
There you go.
Free swim.
It's anytime you say all the kids to bring their suits, there you're asking for trouble.
Well,
fascinating is he's gotten into this hot water and he continues to do it.
Yeah.
What about Hill 16? What happens up there? I'm still waiting for an invite, but apparently you buy all the beer for everybody when they go to Hill 16?
All right, can we just talk about the ridiculousness of an age to drink liquor? You go to France, you go to Germany, and you see kids, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds drinking
I understand,
beer,
but you are
wine.
Literally buying pony kegs.
Yeah, because there's a lot of kids up there.
You can get in some serious trouble, man. That's why I heard the 7-Eleven, by the way, shut down.
It's
because Kareem was selling to him.
Better to do it in front of me than do it in front of a bunch of strangers. There, I can monitor everybody, make sure that they're not getting too drunk. And we're up on Hill 16, which is safe. It's away from everybody. I'm going to make sure
everyone's driving. It's not safe at all, first of all.
I'll make sure I Uber and Lyft everybody home. I'll make sure everyone gets home.
You personally Uber and Lyft everyone home?
I take their phones and I order their phone. I order their Lyfts. I make sure they get home. No one has done anything odd up there. And
that's not true, because that's the only
illegal
place that things.
People have done illegal things.
You guys are so, I mean, honestly, like, again.
You're unbelievable. Oh!
You know what?
Yeah.
I didn't come here to be put on trial. I've already
Nobody's
done that twice.
Nobody's putting you on trial, man.
Nobody's putting you on trial, CS. I'm giving you an opportunity.
Hill 16 is a chance for kids to let their hair down. We live in this world where everyone's studying for their SATs, trying to get their good grades, trying to make their parents happy, trying to get a summer job, trying to get into college. Why don't we go up to that thing, open up a pony keg, and just talk? Have fun. We paint. We have a good time. And you know what? We sing songs. I bring my guitar up there. We have a great
Excuse me, other thing. That art installment you did.
Yeah.
Which seemed to me to be you covered your genitals in paint and just smashed yourself up against the wall.
Oh, that was last year, yeah.
Yeah. You didn't think that was inappropriate?
Hey.
You know what? It's about talked about to Jackson Pollock about inappropriate, right?
Hey, I have something up both your alleys right now.
Okay.
This is we've been gone for a year and a half, so you didn't get to hear this, but someone wrote you a song.
What?
Oh, that's great.
To invite you to go to prom with them.
Wait, did the prom already happen?
It did.
Oh, damn it.
There will be another one, but
why? How young is this person? Don't tell CS, because he's probably going to get involved in it. Okay.
Last Monday night, I was up in the bathroom taking off my shirt.
Is this Tom Waits?
I heard the dulcet tones of Miss Listler. Oh, tell the fuck around that she started torquing down. Not a word spoken. We never ever realized the release was hard and strong. And I knew that we would not be able to keep it from Marissa's hand. Although I'm sad, so I ask you to.
Yes! Yes! Wow. Oh, God, yes!
I love that.
Who is this musical genius? I didn't understand most of those words.
Yeah.
But I could feel that he had real passion.
He's got a real heat to him, doesn't he?
I'm into it. Where does he live?
I don't know any of the details.
God, we got to find out. This
really
is
cool
it.
Guy.
This
Sounds
is
like a really cool
it.
Guy.
Really
yeah,
cool
love
guy.
Love
hey, stay
song.
Off it, all yeah. right? Let me have a chance.
I'm just saying, like, you know what?
Please stop creeping up on everybody in the school. God.
I like it when you're angry. You have a cute little
brow furrow. The fact he's attracted to me, that's the thing that makes me the most disturbed. Nobody is. But this guy would do it because he'd fuck anybody under 18.
Hey, give me your finger.
What? Right.
Which one of us? That's not his finger. That's his dick.
What did I say?
That's his tiny dick.
Let me go.
That's not his finger.
What did I say, man?
He's coming. Why?
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Why did you just ejaculate on my teacher, man? That's not cool.
I thought she was into some sort of kinky foreplay.
First of all, why is your dick out in the first place?
I've been out the whole time.
It's been out the whole time.
That's right.
Sorry.
No.
I don't know if you noticed. But it
hot.
Has a tiny little bomber jacket on it.
Cold in here.
I made that for it.
Dude.
I don't wear underwear, but I do wear jackets.
Listen to me. You got problems.
Right.
Don't do that again. That was very
more.
Upsetting. It's the first time someone's jizzed on someone in this podcast. That's very upsetting.
Is it?
Seems also, like why did happened? So much come out
so much.
Of such a tiny vehicle?
I guess I'm having fun.
Oh, my God.
All right.
It's not the motion of the ocean or the
God,
size of the
ship.
Just
put it away, man. I don't know if it's away or not. Is it away? Because I can't see it. It's so fucking small.
Is it away?
You tell me.
Is it away? Listener, is it away?
Is it away?
You tell me. You tell me. Take a look. Take a look.
Liz, I don't want to look at it. Is it away?
You tell me. Let's turn off these microphones and just...
No. 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 How about you clean up your jizz all over the travel section of this library?
Right, we got to wrap this all up.
Right. No. Hey, if you have questions for us, listeners love lockdown. If you got advice you need or questions about your love life, womp up the jams with a Z at gmail.com.
Yes. And listen to me. This is a public service announcement. If you get a friend request from C.S. Steers,
Casey Steers,
decline,
AKA
decline this
rude
friend
boy.
Request.
All right. First of all, let me just say, if you get a friend request, you may not recognize me because I do use my high school picture on
exactly.
my face.
Look exactly the same.
If you get a friend request with a photo that looks something like Tom Cruise in American Made, decline.
It's a great movie. Sans. It's a great movie.
Sans the plane.
It's a Sans true story. Plane. It's a true story.
Whatever.
Just
based
like
on
mummy.
A true story.
Hey, watch your back, okay? You are playing with fire.
All I right. prefer Ooh, I Brendan like Fraser any day, okay?
Let's
Me
get
too.
Hot and sticky.
Womp it up, Wompsters! We love you. We can't wait to see
Dana,
you again.
Dana, if you're out there. Dana, if you're out there.
Oh, God,
contact
help
me. Dana, if you're out there,
Dana,
contact
please,
me.
Please, we'll
edit that
life.
Out. We'll edit that out.
Dana, please.
No. Hey, is that the police? Oh, no.
Oh, shit. I gotta
oh,
go.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck, man? I told you. You get in my house?
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Dale, y'all!
This is Tony Rodriguez.
This is Carlos Santos.
This is Raisa Licea.
And this is Oscar Montoya.
When our powers combine, we are
Spanish Aquí Presents.
We have a brand new podcast here on Earwolf, bringing you the best of the best of lo mejor of the Latinx comedy.
Join us every Tuesday as we chat about what's going on in our lives, Latinx culture, and qué es lo que?
Lo que nos está picando.
Lo que te pica. Don't worry, we'll tell you what that means if you listen.
We'll also be joined by a new guest every single week. We'll get to know a little bit more about their lives.
Every single week.
Uh-huh. And then we'll make them sit back and watch us improvise their lives right back to them.
Improvisation. Spanish Aquí Presents premieres July 16th. Subscribe now in Stitcher,
Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you listen.
O donde sea.
Spanish Aquí Presents.